All right, Tuesday morning here, and you know what we call it? Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
That's right. And I can't wait to find out what song you have for us today. Well, I know because I'm going to play it, but folks out there in radio land don't have any idea what it's going to be.
Well, I'm going with a group whose founding member was born in Texas. Mm-hmm. And was a high school mate of Boz Scaggs, if anybody remembers him.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yep, the Lido Shuffle. So we're going to do tunes from 1977.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This group debuted in 1968, but 9 years later, what you're about to hear was their 11th single and 12th. If you count one tune, they released twice in 68 and 74. But this tune in 1977 was released in August. We want you for $10 to Cruisers, a gift certificate. You give us a call when the needle hits the vinyl. Name it and the group.
Name the artist and the song, and your number to call is 919-929-WCHL. Good luck.
Joker and Take the Money and Run. Boy, they also had a string of hits. This yeah. one, Jungle Love.
Fly Like an Eagle and so many others. Man, good stuff.
Oh, yeah. The tune, this one, peaked at number 23, stayed on the Billboard Hot 100 for 14 weeks, but it had a, like many of Steve Miller's productions, a catchy guitar hook, catchy lyrics, fun rock and roll tune. It was a good tune.
Yeah, no kidding. I've always felt that, Steve Miller over the years didn't get the respect that he deserved, but fairly recently he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which, you know, some people think is a good thing or a bad thing, but finally he got some recognition, and he took the opportunity to say some negative things about the hall when he was there.
Yeah, well.
it's all political, or it seems to be.
Well, I mean, Bon Jovi said the same thing. I think it was Jan Werner of Rolling Stone didn't think much of Bon Jovi's contributions, and I think there was a little bit of controversy and friction between those two until Bon Jovi was finally admitted in the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's kind of like the Academy Awards, according to some people.
Yeah, a couple of egregious deletions or people who did not get in over the years. Doobie Brothers were just inducted last year, which is crazy. Three Dog Night, still not in there. And, sometimes I don't understand the decisions they make on the people they do put in.
Yeah, and then Chicago didn't get in for a long, long time as well. And
yeah.
They certainly deserve to have been in there.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, thanks a lot for the Steve Miller Band music this morning.
You are welcome, Jungle Love Man.
All right, we'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow.
You got it.